The Mishnah in Masechta Erchin Daf Tezvav Amen Aleph, in teaching us the halachas of Moitzi Shemra, teaches us Nimtza Ha'oim B'Fiv Chamam and Oysa Masa. Somebody who speaks something which is inappropriate is even more serious than somebody who actually does something wrong. And introducing this entire concept, which our Gemara discusses so extensively, the seriousness of the Aveira of Lashon Hara, explains the morale. Why indeed is an Aveira that's done bedibur, with speech, so much more serious than an Aveira that's actually physically done? So he says that every person is created of two parts. There's the gashmius of the person, his body, his avarim, and then there's the neshama of every person. The one area in a human being where these two disparate characteristics come together is in a person's speech. Because a person speaks, so that's a physical effort, but the speech is a representation of what is in his mind and his neshama. This is a unique attribute to people that animals don't have. Animals don't have the ability, they have bodies and they have the ability to do things, but they don't have the ability to speak. As we know, the Targum says in Parshas Bereishis, Vayhi Adam l'nefesh chaya l'ruach memalala. So the place where the uniqueness of a human being manifests itself is in his speech. And therefore, a person who abuses that special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him abuses his uniqueness as a human being. Whereas a person who does an Aveira, of course, not Chas V'Sholem, to belittle the seriousness of an Aveira, but he's not doing something that an animal couldn't and doesn't do. And therefore, the Aveira of Lashon Hara is considered so very unique and so very serious. And as our Gemara teaches us, that someone who speaks Lashon Hara is Kilu Kaifa Be'ikar. And there's a fundamental discussion already in the Rishonim. Why is someone who speaks Lashon Hara considered like a Kaifer Min Iker? So, the Rambam's approach to this issue, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzoraas, Perek Tezayin Halachiyot, says, Derech Yeshivas Haloitzim HaRishoyim, the way that people who are Leitzim and Rishoyim live, B'tchilam Arb M'divrei Havoyim, they speak words that are foolish. And from speaking that way, they come to speak ill about tzaddikim. Once they do that, they begin to speak inappropriately about the Nevi'im. Ulitein doifi b'devreim, and they say that the words of our holy Nevi'im are unimportant. Kinema shnema v'yim alivim b'malachi elokim, uboizim devreim, umisatim b'nevi'ov. Ubetoich kach boim l'dabe b'elokim, v'koifim b'ikar. So, the Rambam says, Lashon Hara brings with itself, what it brings, a slippery slope. You start speaking about regular people, or not even about people, stam, narishkeiten. From there you go to speak about tzaddikim. From there you go to speak about Nevi'im, and Chas V'Sholem, it ultimately leads Metoich Kach Boim V'Dvaver Belakim. They come to speak about a Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Koyfim B'Ikir, and their Koyfim B'Ikir K'Shnemar, V'Yachta V'Yechapa B'nei Yisrael Dvorim Asheloi Kein Al Hashem Alekeim. Very Oimer, Shata B'Shemayim P'em, U'Lashonim Tahalich B'Oretz. Mi Gorlam Loshes B'Shemayim P'em, what caused them to speak ill Chas V'Sholem against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'shoinam, Shehocha T'chilas Baretz. So, according to the Rambam, the Isser of Lashon Hara is, when the Gemara says it's Kilo Kaifa B'Iker, it's because it brings to that, it brings him to that slippery slope. But other Rishonim have a different approach. The Chofetz Chaim and the Sefer Shmiras Haloshim, Shar Zechir Perek Dalet, takes a different approach. He says, we know that when somebody wants to speak Lashon Hara about somebody else, what he does is he looks around to make sure if the person he wants to speak about isn't standing there. Because he would never say it if he knew that the person that he's speaking about was standing there. So what we see from here is that this person who's speaking Lashon Hara is more concerned about about people than he is about Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's acting as if I only have to worry about what people see I'm doing. I need not be concerned about what Kodesh Baruch Hu is seeing what I'm doing. And in fact, that's what the Gemara says, Masech Bava Kama, what we find in the Torah, that the Torah is stricter with the punishment of a ganav versus a gadol. Because a ganav is an individual who tries to steal surreptitiously, He's worried about other people, he's not worried as if Hashem sees what he's doing. Whereas a gazlan is an individual who steals. He has that need to take something that doesn't belong to him, but he does it in the open. He's not scared of people, nor of Hashem. A person who's more concerned about people than Hashem, that is a greater concern to us. And in fact, that's what the Medrash Tanchuma says. Kosha Lashon Hara, she'ein adam mitzir b'piv. A person doesn't say Lashon Hara, says the Medrash Tanchuma, at shukayfa b'ikar. Lashon Hara, says the Medrash Tanchuma, represents that the person, Chas V'Sholem is a kayfa b'ikar, because he's showing that he's only concerned about people. He's not concerned about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Iyun Yaakov says a very powerful word in discussing Lashon Hara. The Iyun Yaakov says that, going back to what we discussed at the beginning of this year, that even though typically we're more concerned about an act than speaking, the raya is because throughout Shas we find that you don't get malchus for lav shame by maisa. Just for speaking, you don't get malchus. You only get malchus for lav sheish by maisa. So all of a sudden, why in our Gemara does he point out? Are we more concerned about? Why does Gemara say the Lashon Hara is considered the most serious of Eruv? Says the Iyun Yaakov, because normally, if somebody Chas V'Sholem does an Avera, the reason he did the Avera is because he's going to have a physical pleasure from doing that Avera. Whereas someone who says Lashon Hara has no physical gain from saying the Lashon Hara. So why is he saying the Lashon Hara? It's just because he doesn't understand the seriousness of this Aveira. And because he doesn't understand the seriousness of Aveira, that's why he says Lashon Hara. And that's why the Gemara says we treat him so seriously. Another reason that Din Yaakov explains is because Lashon Hara, and we will speak about this more in coming Shurim, is a dual Aveira. It's an Aveira that represents Ben Adam Lamakayim or Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. Another pshat that he suggests is that what is the most valuable asset that a human being has? So he says the most valuable asset that we have is time. And a person who wastes his time speaking Lashon Hara is abusing the most valuable asset that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And therefore, Lashon Hara is considered such a serious avera.